Lancaster County Representative Brian Cutler joins us today on Legislative Report. And Representative Cutler, there are some of your fellow House members who are proposing a measure. It's House Bill 1967, which would call for a limited constitutional convention in Pennsylvania to address issues like the state budget process, the size of the state legislature, and other issues that impact state government. Give us your thoughts on this proposal.
Yes, Representative Bloom and some colleagues held a press conference earlier regarding the limited constitutional convention. If you take a look at a variety of the bills, the current process for amending the Constitution is that you have to pass both chambers, the House and the Senate, in two consecutive sessions, and then it would go out for a voter referendum. And there might be a singular change. For example, I have the part-time legislature bill in prior sessions and a two-year budget cycle, as does Senator Ammet. And there's other provisions that would change the budgeting process or other components of the budget. And they are just singular bills that would each have to go through that process. What Representative Bloom and the colleagues are calling for is a limited constitutional convention. And that would be a wholesale convention that would deal with all of the changes. Then they would advance through the process and then have the single up or down vote as we move forward. So it's certainly a way to change more things than just one at a time, which is how it has been done historically. So it does open up the door. I know a lot of folks have concerns about what I'll call core constitutional rights, for example, the right to bear arms, the right to religious freedom, the uniform tax rate that's enshrined in our Constitution. And my understanding and reading of their proposal is that it would not touch those areas of the Constitution, but solely be limited to the powers of the executive branch, the legislative branch, and the processes by which we carry out our duties.
Governor Tom Wolf is still pushing for passage of a severance tax on Marcellus Shale natural gas production in Pennsylvania. Do you think we need this tax, and do you think the governor might get his way on this?
Well, the governor and his allies in support of the tax are always quick to say that we're the only state that doesn't have a severance tax, which, while technically true, is not the entire truth. And in this area, it's very important to make sure you have all the facts as you make a decision. While we're not a state with a severance tax, we are the only state that has an impact fee that is levied on the well drilling and the natural gas. And the Independent Fiscal Office, which is our nonpartisan number crunchers that look at budgetary numbers for both the House and the Senate, when they take a look, they do an annual report. I send it out to constituents. The effective rate of that impact fee has varied between a 2.5% and a 6.5% tax the last couple years. The main distinction between an impact tax, where the money would come to Harrisburg, and the impact fee is not just the manner in which it's levied, but also where the money goes. Under the current proposal, that money goes to the local communities that are in fact impacted by the drilling. They can use it for public safety. They can use it for roads and bridges. And then that actually does free up other money that does in fact come here to Lancaster County. We've gotten several hundred thousand dollars each year for greenway projects, the rail to trail, and other things in the county that we then can use additional money for. So it does have an impact on us here, even though we do not have any drilling in the county. So with that, all of that background, we'll get into where the governor is. The Senate has passed a severance tax. It was a flat rate per MCF. That's how they measure the gas as it comes out of the ground. And there is a current proposal in the House that has passed successfully out of committee. It currently has about 350 amendments on it, so that will be a very lengthy floor debate. What that bill will look like once all the amendments have been considered and voted either up or down is yet to be known. But I think that you can't make that decision in a vacuum. And for me, I know that what I'll be asking is, what's the net impact on Lancaster County under the current program? What's the net impact under the new program? And is the new one, in fact, better than the old?
Representative Cutler, thank you for being with us on Legislative Report.